I don't know if you're a fan of beer. I think a lot of people are. Are you a fan of sustainability? I think a lot of people are as well. Well, then surely you'll love this new idea. There's a Danish microbrewery. They've sourced 50,000 litres of human waste from a music festival, and then they've used that to brew what they're calling sustainable beer. Are you still with me? I mean, come on, you said you liked beer. You said you love sustainability. So we're going to have a chat to Richard Fine from Sydney Brewing, from Sales and Marketing, just to see if this is actually a feasible idea. Richard, I mean, I feel like this could be a tough sell for people. Do you think this is something that you might like to take on in Australia?
Not myself. They can have it, to be honest. I think it's a hard sell. They're pushing the proverbial uphill, if you ask me. But we pride ourselves on sustainability, yes, but also purity of ingredients. And no matter how diluted that ingredient is via the mechanism they speak of, through what do they call it? What they're fertilizing the crops.
Yeah, well, because it's interesting to say that basically the waste they're using, and they're not actually, if you're listening and thinking, I want to drink piss, you wouldn't actually be doing that, because they're actually just using it to fertilize the barley crops. And then they've made like 60,000 bottles of this stuff. It's apparently more efficient. It's a more efficient form of production. It's called beer cycling instead of recycling. Is this actually, I mean, surely this was the best way to fertilize stuff. Everyone will be doing it, I'm assuming.
Well, it's not. I mean, I think that's, again, that's their speak. It's all part of a gimmick, but there's better ways to fertilise crops, I can assure you.
Really?
And they're all efficient because there's waste that comes from humans and animals and whatever you like. But let's just hope they don't venture down the further path of human waste and if they just stick to urine. But look, as I said, they can have it. For me and for us as a company, it's something we wouldn't go near.
Really? What do you think? Is there any benefit to this? Like, do you see this as 100% gimmick? Is there even a sliver of this kind of being? Because apparently there was a photo on Instagram of someone holding the bottle, and apparently it's called Pilsner beer.
Say no more. They can have the name as well.
I mean, is there any part of your sustainable conscience that's like, this is kind of a good job, it's just a bit misguided at all?
I'd classify it as a load of crop.
Really?
On the pond. Well, I do. Yeah, look, honestly, I think, look, the beer industry is fraught with gimmicks, and without going into details of ours, we've got some branded names of suburbs, and people can look at it. What keeps a brand alive and the longevity is the quality of the ingredient. But when you think of yourself as a consumer, and even no matter how they try and spin it, that it's sustainable, that it's going via the crop, so you're not actually drinking it direct. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
Yeah.
But still, to me, I wouldn't touch it, I wouldn't drink it, because it's just off-putting. The thought puts me off. So from a marketing perspective, I think it's silly and I don't reckon it'll last.
Right. Well, on that,
you won't see it happening in Australia, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure
if I can speak on behalf of the craft brewing industry. Look, the mainstream guys, some would probably argue that that's what they're putting in the bottle already.
Oh, right.
But I won't mention any names.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, on that topic of sustainability, do you think, what does sustainable beer production look like in Australia? Are we pretty good at that already, do you think?
I think, look, we're trying to be. The world is, but it's to do with your plant and your operations as well, and your solar powering. And there's a lot more to it, to sustainability and recycling, et cetera, than actually fertilising crops. Hence, as I say, I think whatever they called it, they put a buzz term on it, didn't they? Beer cycling.
Yeah.
Again, that's just all part of the gimmick. I think it's rubbish. And look, people might try it initially out of intrigue, but and they're getting publicity. So let's face it, at the end of the day, it's worked in that sense, because here's you talking about it and other media have talked about it. So the brand, it'll get exposure. But whether that's going to make people rush out and buy it remains to be seen. But is it on sale in Australia, or is this just overseas?
I don't think so yet.
No.
But it's interesting, like you say, because I feel like we see this a lot in just food and drink in general, is that people love a gimmick. And is it actually, have you ever seen it launch a company into like long-term success ever?
No. Well, look, there's all sorts of gimmicks, so generally, they don't last. There's not many that I could put my finger on that do. In this sense, that's a one-off for what they're talking about doing.
Yeah.
So it's a new gimmick in itself, which is why I predict it won't last. But it's another whole conversation to go through the history of products that were built on gimmick and have actually survived.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to get you on another time to discuss that. But
I'll probably do a bit of research first. I'll give you some good case studies, not just to do with booze. But
well, in the meantime, I guess, look, it's a no from you for the piss beer.
It's a big no from me. I think I'll go to the fridge and grab myself a nice Pat O'Pal. Thank you very much.
Well,
made in the Hunter Valley with 100% pure ingredients and normal fertilizers.
Well, I'll let you enjoy your normie beer. I think I'm going to go and have a piss filtered one myself. But hey, been great to talk to you. Thanks so much
for
your time.
Have you got some?
Not yet. We have a segment where we do try strange lollies and food, so maybe that's on the list. Is our piss beer?
If you get some in and you want to talk about it more, I'm happy to.
Brilliant. All right, we might speak to you then.
Okay.
See you, mate.
See you.